Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And we move first of all in this half of the programme to Ramsey, where we find candidate John McDonough. He's 49, divorced with a son, born in Liverpool. He's a civil servant. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
A civil servant, what areas have you worked in?
I worked in the shipping registry. Then I was in income tax for 7 years. And I'm currently with the road safety team.
You stood unsuccessfully 5 years ago.
Yes.
What did you learn from that experience?
That I didn't talk to people enough. A lot of the time I just went out with my manifesto, popped it through people's doors when it's the feedback from the people.
You have been a Ramsey commissioner until this year. Presumably,
yes.
You stepped down for timing to get in the election,
was
that?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. An independent candidate, keen that Kenny Dalglish be knighted, I understand.
Absolutely.
You feel that we need a greater sense of community. In what sense of that word?
Well, Ramsey has a good sense of community, I feel. That was shown when there was the move to close the post office in the old courthouse. But I think the island as a whole, sometimes you feel it's Peel against Douglas and Ramsey and things.
Well, sort of silo mentality outside government,
amongst
the communities.
Yes.
So how do we get over that? Is that traditional?
Yeah, but we need to realise that at the end of the day, we're 85,000 people. We're all in one boat, so to speak.
Work to dispel the myth that the Isle of Man is still a tax haven.
Yes.
Would we have to fall in line with mainstream tax levels, basically, all over the world to actually get rid of that conception, wouldn't
so.
We?
Just, I'd say, the work that's gone on with the juvenile transparency to show two of the jurisdictions.
But we've still got some way to go. We still are headline tax haven, aren't we? And it's going to take a while, if ever, if we get rid of that tax.
Well, we're working on the transparency to attract business.
You're a fan of regeneration. You're in a place, obviously, Ramsey, which has had quite a bit of regeneration. Is it going into the right places? Ramsey looks better, but would cash be spent on, say, making Douglas look better, being a benefit island-wide?
Well, that's it. As people say, Douglas is, for many, the gateway to the island, and particularly with the state of the promenade now.
But do you think money should be spent really at first of all getting Douglas in the trim before actually going out to outside? Or do you think it's going in the right places at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. We should spend
as a Ramsey candidate, I suppose you would say yes,
well,
it's going in the right places.
But that's it. The world doesn't revolve around Douglas.
You don't think the bishop should be in Ledgeco or in Tynwald?
No.
Why?
I think they could potentially give in a multi-faith society, it could give get his way of thinking, his religious way of thinking, through politics.
There is the argument he doesn't have an axe to grind. He can give of his own considered opinion, which is on occasion fairly wise, and that would be a useful input.
Yeah, but then you've got 24 MHKs giving their opinion, which hopefully should be the opinion of their electorate.
You're keen of the possibilities of tidal power, which are currently, if I may pun, and I think I may, being looked at around the Point of Ayre. You think we should go for that?
Yes, absolutely. We've got these.
Are we doing enough at the moment to go for that?
I'm not sure if the finance is there at the moment, but it should certainly be investigated.
All around the island, say down at Kittleham, as well as around the north, everywhere that's possible?
Everywhere that's possible, but you have to balance it against the damaging the scenic beauty of the island.
Preschool education should be free.
Yes.
You believe? That's important. A bit expensive, but should be free.
Yes, well, I mean, I know from personal experience. When our son was very young, sometimes you'd feel, what's the point of going to work? Whereas I think if it was free, it would enable more people to seek employment.
And one last point, you think the majority of benefits should be means tested?
Absolutely.
You think that's important to get
yes.
value? John McDonough, standing in Ramsey, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.